having this historic movie theater that's the oldest movie theater in the United States, having a wonderful night like tonight, what's it make you feel like?
Oh, it makes me feel good. I haven't been able to stop smiling all night. We wanted to do something unique with the theater, and we're active in the car club, and we just thought combining the two would be a heck of an experience, and 2 years in a row it's been a heck of an experience.
Well, last year you had American Graffiti, right?
Yep.
So this year, Grease, probably one of my all-time favorite musicals of all time, and millions of other people. What do we have coming up next year?
I've had about 5 different suggestions tonight, and I've been so focused on this I don't even remember any of them, but they'll all be a car movie that's fun.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what we try to do, is have something that everybody can enjoy.
I'll tell the folks your name again.
My name is Al Michaels. My wife Betty and I have owned the theater for 18 years. We completely remodeled it. This marquee that we're standing under, I actually built in my backyard.
Wow.
And the upper sign, the vertical sign, is original to the building, but it was originally a neon lights. We couldn't afford neon lights, so we rebuilt it, stripped 14 layers of paint on it to get down to the original design.
Yeah.
And that's what we have now. The colors are from about the mid-40s, the way it looked, but when we stripped off one layer at a time.
To try to make it the original, then?
Yes.
Okay.
This marquee is foreshortened a little bit. It used to come right out here to the edge of the sidewalk, but the state won't let you build that close to the highway anymore.
Anymore, yeah. Wow. Well, this is fantastic. The car, tell me about the car. Who owns it, and where'd they get it?
Well, the owner of the car is actually Kent Carpenter. He's a member of the Highway Rollers Car Club. He lives in Cogswell. He's in the middle of fighting cancer now. He was supposed to get home this week. He had 2 of them. The idea was Ron Carlson's, to come up with a car that looked like this. We didn't have a way of... I guess we didn't know what we were going to use. He just had some cars in his backyard that would do, but they weren't really a Ford. They were Oldsmobiles, I believe. We put it out on the internet to the members, and Kent called and said, I got 2 of them. Go take your pick.
Wow.
So we took 2 cars and combined them into one. The hood and the trunk are off the other one. The seats are off a minivan out at Will's Junkyard. And about 10 or 11 guys worked for about off and on for 10 or 11 days to get it from a rusty hulk with a roof on it that was caved in to what
it
looks like today.